So what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear changes.
All right. So let's get to that. And then I heard there's this rock and roll quiz we got to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Kieran's big rock and roll quiz.
Right. RRQ, if you will.
Yeah. You better stay tuned for that because we don't know what's going to happen. So let's get to the music. This is music from Sugar here on Revolution Rock.
Yeah. Magdalene saw the future that awaits us just before Good Friday. He figured the wages of salvation were a little too steep. Said no one's me. I'll snip my baby Lord and got onto the deep. Cleaning up. Cleaning up. What is the one about the female alien? Scarlet drives the Scottish countryside inside of a white van. Oh, I dreamt about it last night and it did my whole day in. Undid something when I'm never gonna touch that ish again. Cleaning up. Cleaning up.
standing before adrift in the right.
You are listening to Revolution Rock, Adam and Dave with you, as well as some very special guests. Hey, hello, guest.
Hello again.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hi. So thank you for joining us, and as you've been listening to us, you've been hearing an array of music that we've been playing, selected by all of us. We've been compiling together like a big, happy family. Aww. No dysfunction at all.
No.
Until the quiz.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh, we can't. Right. Okay, well, we'll get to the quiz, but we should say what we heard first.
Absolutely. So we played some newer music, ending off with the most recent record by Mount Eerie. We heard End Sun, and that's from Night Palace. And then we heard a pair of tracks that are coming off of some releases to be in stores next week. Mm-hmm. As mentioned, we are doing our year-in-review episode, so we won't be touching upon these yet, but we figured we'd play some of this material. Brand new Father John Misty. A lot louder, a lot more raucous than I'm used to hearing from him, and I'm really liking this. We heard the track She Cleans Up, and I will attempt to pronounce this.
Please do.
It's from the album Ma'ash Mashana.
Oh, beautiful.
You're welcome. And then between the newer songs, we heard something else that was selected by our friend Nick. We heard some Teenage Fan Club.
Yeah, that was the song Radio from 13, an album that was released in 93. Mm-hmm. That was in between the Bandwagon-esque record and Grand Prix. It's definitely not as good as either of those. It is a really good album. I like it a lot. It definitely sounds like they were just kind of going for it and seeing what stuck, you know?
It's a very much a transitionary record.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, some seriously strong songs on it. Mm-hmm. But that's a single from that record, Radio. Fantastic song.
And you actually recommended playing that for Kim Deal because the guitarist, one of the guitarists, I should say, from Teenage Fan Club is actually featured on that track.
Yeah, exactly. I saw that on an Instagram post on Kim Deal's Instagram, and I was like, oh, that's cool. It was Raymond from Teenage Fan Club appears on that song, so yeah.
Cool.
Good segue, huh?
Yeah, excellent segue. And in fact, there's a lot of big names that are going to be on this record. I know there's going to be some members of Pixies on here. The late, great Steve Albini has one of his last recorded sessions on here as well. And it is the solo debut record from Kim Deal, many, many years in the making. And I'm so glad it's finally going to be released next week. The album will be titled Nobody Loves You More. And we heard the song A Good Time Pushed from that record. And we started things off with an incendiary fist pumping track from the one and only Sugar.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that, Kieran?
Well, I think I expired what I was saying about Sugar, really, but,
okay,
you know.
You can just tell us what the song's called, then.
Well, it's called...
But it's up to you. I'm not telling you what to say.
It's called Changes, Baby.
Changes, Baby? That's good.
Changes, Baby.
Changes, Baby, yeah.
Changes, Baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the great record Copper Blue, released all the way back in the year of our Lord, 1992.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do we do now?
You know what? We have some guests here, and I figured it's been a hot minute since we've done kind of an organic, fly-off-the-seat-of-our-pants sort of set, and I figured let's give our two friends here an opportunity to do that. So we're actually going to do big DJ set right now.
But are we supposed to do something before that?
Oh, we're good.
Oh, something else is happening. Something else.
Well, Dave is organic as it gets, baby.
The most. Dave's implying that we're going to do a rock and roll quiz. We're going to do that after the hour drops, though. So you're going to have to stay tuned until this next set.
That's beautiful.
There you go.
Okay. I can make a sound, too, if you want me to.
Please don't. Adam, that's not appropriate for radio. What we're going to do next is...
Yeah, before we get into the culmination and whatever sort of weird experiment we're getting into, let's talk about the first song that's going to open up this set. And this is actually selected by Kiernan. And I believe this is very serendipitous because you said you were introduced to this record by Nick.
By the gentleman sitting to the left of me. Aww. Yeah, again, this is another album that I've got very obsessed with this year. Via the same logic of it, you know, because I discovered it this year. It's one of my albums of the year.
This album from 1987.
Yeah, it's got to be
pretty new, man.
It's got to be Fegmania and Copper Blue and Brat, to be fair. Brat is a great, and I say that with conviction. I'm not being ironic.
I can tell that.
It's a very good album.
That is so genuine.
It's like, you know, I just don't play by the rules, boys. You know, like, you know Instagram? You heard of Instagram?
I've heard of it,
I post a lot on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I might post a picture from a week ago and someone like, oh, are you there now? I'll come meet you. And I'm like, it was a week ago. I don't play by the rules.
I believe they call that being a renegade.
Yeah.
Or someone that has no concept of time.
Exactly.
No, sometimes it's the same thing. Man.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Sometimes it's the same thing. Okay, so we're going to hear a track from Fegmania.
Fegmania.
Oh, fake. With an exclamation mark. Actually, there's two of them on here.
Fegmania! Okay, and what track are we going to hear?
Insect Mother.
All right, let's do that. We're going to hear this right now on Revolution Rock.
You number one.